What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast with your host, Kyle French. Here where we keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2017. Today is December 2nd. This is episode 19 of the podcast. We will have a kind of our regularly scheduled show, album reviews for Sire by Jaden Smith and No Dope on Sundays by Sci-Hi the Prince. I'll also give my thoughts on the recent Joyner Lucas song, I'm Not Racist, which will also double as our song of the week. And then we'll also talk about some new drops, some new releases that have come out in the past couple days, and some stuff to look forward to as we get closer to the end of the year and wrap up hip-hop in 2017. So we're going to start with our album review for Sire by Jaden Smith. And I really can't believe I'm talking about this album. I talked about when this week of releases were coming out, we had Sci-Hi the Prince, we had T-Pain, we had Rex Life Raj, we had Talib Kweli, so many guys. I didn't think Jaden Smith was going to be the guy I was going to want to talk about. And this album, it came out of nowhere because I had low expectations for it, and it blew me away. It's been easily the most played album and artist of the past couple weeks through my headphones, and hopefully yours after I break down for you guys why this is an incredible release. And from track one, I was just shocked by the quality of the music. The whole album is loosely based around this character, Sire. And Sire is Jaden's middle name, so obviously he's referring to himself. But I think it represents a little bit more than that. Sire is kind of like the godlike, ultra-confident superhero that Jaden used to be growing up. You know, as a young kid who grows up as the son of Will Smith, obviously child actor, celebrity, all this stuff. He's got everything going for him. He's got the swagger, the childlike confidence, everything. I think that he's completely changed from that. Through maturity and growth and primarily what he discusses on this album, Heartbreak, he's lost like that version of himself, and now he's just unsure and confused about, you know, who he is and what he's doing, kind of. And the majority of tracks revolve around this like faulty relationship that kind of changed him for good permanently. And his rapping performance on here is similar to Drake, I would say. I saw a lot of similarities. He's like, take like prime Drake when he's dropping like Take Care and Nothing Was the Same. And like a baby version of that is kind of what Jaden gives you on this album. And I would say it's probably the closest thing I've heard to that prime era Drake that I've heard in a long time. Now, as an artist, yeah, Jaden does come off as kind of boyish and childish at times. He can have some like cringy lyrics here and there, but in the grand scheme of things, he outperformed all expectations. And also, to a degree, like, he is a kid, and it kind of plays into this idea of, like, as he claims on one of the tracks, he's a lost boy. So it kind of plays into it. I would, you know, it's definitely there. He's not the most polished MC. He still has some things to work on, but overall, he really impressed me. And the whole album starts off with this, like, four-part intro, and I call it Blue. But really, it's four different songs, B, L, U, and E. But they flow right into each other. And I'll actually play for you guys later the intro B that goes into the second track, L. And they're literally the same song. If you play them back to back, you don't notice that it changes the song. And I think he does this kind of to prevent people from throwing the album on shuffle. Like, clearly, he wants them to listen to it all in order in one breath. He does this on a bunch of tracks where there's part ones and part twos. And so it's so hard if you're to listen to it on shelf to understand what's going on. The tracks would be cutting off in the middle of lines. They would be just going into random places and you wouldn't know what's going on. So he kind of makes it into a storyline, and he really instills that through this Blue intro where he sets it up. But what really carries this album is the incredible production. I mean, it transcends it. It takes the kind of like heart-wrenching subject matter to another level. It reminded me of Flower Boy production, the album by Tyler, the Creator, that we discussed earlier in the year. And I was saying I love those instrumentals. They're beautiful. They're dense, layered. And it was pretty much the same on Sire. You got those same type of feelings where it's just so dense. There's so much going on, and it instills even more feeling into the tracks. And when Jaden kills these like emotion-packed melodies over these incredible instrumentals, you just get like unbelievable moments, like the second half of 90 or the part two of Hope or the whole track of Lost Boy, or really the whole Blue intro I just talked about, and you don't understand how Jaden Smith could make music of this quality. And if anyone's going to come through with these moments, I mean, this is the closest to the moments that Brockhampton had in Saturation 1 and Saturation 2 that I've heard this year. I'm not saying it's, you know, the next best album after those two. I'm just saying as far as, like, just gripping moments that you just are in awe of what's going on, this is right up there. And it really had me floored. I was so shocked that I would be hooked on Jaden Smith's music like this. He does switch up the tone on a few songs, and they don't exactly fit the concept of the album. We get these songs like Breakfast or Icon or George Jeff, and no doubt these bump. I mean, it shows that Jaden can snap on a beat, especially Icon. That goes hard. And it does kind of go against this idea that this Sire character has been lost, for good anyway. Maybe it represents, you know, his attempts to try to go back and find that former version of himself before he inevitably returns to his, like, current state of mind, because the end of the album, the beginning of the album, showcase who he is now. In the middle, he tries to kind of switch it up. Even songs like The Passion or Falcon, where he starts off in this confident, like, more of your typical rapper style, and he fades back to reminiscing on this other stuff that's been going on in his head. So it shows he just can't quite get back to that former Sire godlike character he once was. The only song I didn't really enjoy on here would be Watch Me. It just kind of has this strange rock theme production going on, and it sports some of the most childish and just overzealous confident instances on the whole album without really saying much. I mean, on the chorus, he's pretty much just shouting, "Watch me, watch me, watch me." And this is something that a lot of rappers slip into, where they go into the, you know, instead of showing me, they tell me. You know, as a listener, you want them to show you what they're trying to talk about, not tell you. So if he says, "Watch me, I'm the best, watch me, listen to me," it's like, we're already listening to you, man. Just show us that you're good. Don't tell us. You know what I mean? And so he kind of falls into that trap on that song, Watch Me. But besides that, I mean, almost every song is enjoyable. And Watch Me be the only one I would consider skipping on this album. Overall, it's the surprise of the year. It really gripped me over the past couple weeks. Like I mentioned, I've been playing it. I can't stop playing it. I listen to it like every day. I would recommend this album to people who like Drake or like Brockhampton or enjoy that Flower Boy album by Tyler, the Creator. The best tracks on here would be 90, Falcon, Hope, Lost Boy, and that whole four-part intro I just called Blue. The worst tracks would be Watch Me, The Passion, and Rapper. Overall rating, I'm throwing this a mid-8. I mean, I was really impressed by this. And it also helps that my expectations were low, so when you blow away someone's expectations, it just takes it to another level. And I was just shocked by what Jaden Smith gave us here, and I would highly recommend this album to really any hip-hop enthusiast. So I'm going to go ahead and play 90, and I'll play that transition from the intro tracks B and L. And I'll play those back-to-back for you guys so you can get a taste of this project, Sire, by Jaden Smith. So this track I'm about to play is 90.
We travel to was drowning in the ocean. Oh, and it's eyes, I don't wanna know. But baby, you could be the one I'm telling all my secrets when I'm all alone. Baby, girl, you know I'm rolling. Get you without any clothes, I'm focused. My love is drowning in the ocean.
Passion, pain, and desire, just like my big bro. What you didn't know is this young kid's been in limbo since that gunshot wound on that hidden road. Lost, broken, invisible. But when that light gets low, he's invincible. So much so that he redefined inevitable so it'd never go. So the sun never set at all instead of setting slow. And as the legend goes, Sire lived forever on and never and forever alone. Sick of kissing up, I used to miss us taking pics and kissing. Now you miss the club, I'll pull my zipper up. Start to think, wait, is this it for us? Nah, cause I fell for you, see I'm the living Icarus. Relationships, I'm looking around and girl, what happened to me?
What happened?
They hate on me now, but soon I'll be winning them plaque after plaque, you will see. And they mad at my accuracy, but my spiky flow can't even rap to the beat. Better pass it to the chief, world is tragic and deceased. Cops selling crack in the street, but you look like the law. I know I broke your heart, but I loved you from the start. Baby, tell me all your secrets, baby. You know this is hard when I'm crying in your arms, staring at the stars. This one. I knew that there would come a day when you would wanna do it, you would wanna do it, you would wanna run away. Take it to a sunny place.
Come follow me into the ocean. I could put you on a wave. Put you on the way.
So you just heard 90 by Jaden Smith and then the B to L intro transition by Jaden Smith from his album Sire. Hip hop enthusiast throwing that one a mid 8. Great album. And now we're going to move on to the next album review of the day, which is No Dope on Sundays by Sighi the Prince. Sighi is definitely a lesser known name in the rap industry, but he's actually been around for a while. And on a prominent label, he's been signed to Good Music for a long time now, dating back to, you know, he was on Kanye West's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy in 2010. So the man's been around for a while. He's supremely talented. He's been bodying freestyles, helping write dope music for years, but he's just been hidden on the label. And finally, we got a full studio album to see what we have in Sighi's untapped potential. I've been waiting forever to get a solid studio project from Sighi. The obvious strengths on here is Sighi is just one of the best pure rappers in the game right now. And that's, I'm just saying it. He's one of the best pure rappers in the game right now. and I'm not hearing any case against it. If you want precise rhyme schemes, hard punchlines, clever wordplay, and just a mastery of bending words, then this album is for you, because that's what Sci-Hi brings. I would say he's legitimately one of the craftiest wordplay and metaphor artists we've seen since Lil Wayne. Like, he's up there. He's really up there. And this specific album pretty much rides on the idea that Sci-Hi is moving from, like, more of a street gangster to a church man, and it's kind of like his journey there. And the first step of this journey, of course, is not hustling on Sundays, since, you know, it's the Lord's Day. Give him his time. You know, that's Monday through Saturday, he's still doing his thing. But Sundays, take the day off. Sci-Hi knows what's good for him now. So, and you can really hear the wisdom and knowledge that Sci-Hi has accumulated on this transition from going from, like, an ignorant kid getting into trouble to a successful man who made it out of a tough situation. And he even kind of expands on that on the track Get Your Money, where he states there's three ways out of the situation he was in the streets. It's either death, jail, or legal hustle. And that was pretty deep insight, I thought. You know, he's like, listen, there's nothing good can come of it. You either die, you go to jail, or you figure out a real, actual way out where you can make good money, provide for your family, succeed, everything like that. So that's like the primary premise. That's how the first two tracks come in. That's what they lead you to believe. And you do get a variety of styles on this project. And it's kind of because Sci-Hi is trying to find the sound that will take him to the next level, that will let him break through and people actually understand and see his prowess as an artist. His strengths definitely lie in the traditional and more of conscious hip-hop. And that's, I would say, the majority of the songs are that way, but he dabbles into, like, the trap scene as well. He's got tracks like That Side, Trick Me, Moving Around. And these aren't bad songs by any means. It just kind of takes away from his strengths. You're not going to be that lyrical. You're not going to utilize all of the traditional MC skills on, say, a trap song. And so I think it does limit him a little bit. I mean, That Side definitely has potential to blow up. I mean, he's got a Kanye West verse on there. The beat's hype. I get it. On Moving Around, he had Schoolboy Q hop on that track. And I like Q, but this was, like, one of the worst places to put him. I really felt like he could have been better casted on a different track on the album with more of a serious tone, where they've both come from similar situations, as opposed to hopping on this, you know, this just kind of generic trap song. So I wasn't a huge fan of that. And then we also get this horrible track that Sci-Hi tried to put together called Looking for Love. This is just a cheesy, fake pop love song where Sci-Hi tries to sing just this stupid cookie-cutter chorus, and he's not that good of a singer. I know what he's trying to do here, but it's just not something he's good at. I know he's trying to expand and find just that track that brings him to the next level, but this was not ever going to be it. It was so far from his strengths. It was cheesy. Really tough to listen to, by far the worst track. The final style we kind of get from him on here is more of that socially focused, conscious style of hip-hop. We get songs like New Africa, where he's kind of fantasizing about all of the, you know, the black people in America going back to Africa, and all the wealthy people and successful people can build up these businesses, and it'll just be like their own world over there. I know he didn't seem like he was taking this as, like, a really serious idea. It was more of just, like, a fun conceptual thing, so I was cool with it. And then you also get, like, the deadly serious 80s Baby or Don't Know Why, which are definitely, like I said, the most serious tracks on here. He doesn't use a whole lot of the wordplay and the fun, clever nature of his rhyming on those. It's really to the point. And this variety of tracks that Sci-Hi brings to the table, it's cool. It provides, like, a change of pace, but I can't lie, it also feels a bit like just throwing darts blindly at a board, hoping that one sticks. And I would say it just kind of shows he's not 100% sure of what he wants to do on the album. If he just stuck to his, like, traditional hip-hop style that he's done on his mixtapes and just the verses he's laid down when he goes to different radio stations and does freestyles, I would appreciate it more. I understand it might not help him build as big of an audience and get his name out there. So I sympathize with what he's trying to do. I just personally, selfishly wish he just stuck with the style he's best at and wrote it out for a whole album. Obviously, I don't want to kill the guy for trying to build a bigger audience. expand his horizons and break through to the next level. Overall, though, this was a clear success. It's been a long wait. I would say this album proved worthy. And this man is really one of the better lyricists of our generation. And I really hope that his name can get some more respect. And I think this album can do it if just enough people get their hands on it and see what his talent can bring to the table. And if he keeps using good music just as a platform to grow, I think he could be, you know, a late bloomer. So I would recommend this album to anyone who likes Kanye West, Pusha T, Lil Wayne. Best tracks on here, Get Your Money, Amen, Don't Know Why, Closer. Worst tracks, Looking for Love, Moving Around, and Murda. Overall rating, I'm giving it a high 7, maybe the highest of 7s. I just can't give an album an 8 that had Looking for Love on it and just that unsure nature of the album. But it really was a solid project. And I'm going to play 2 tracks for you guys. I'll play Amen and Closer off of No Dope on Sundays by Sci-Hi Prince back to back. So here we go.
From where the gangsters die young and the rats die faster. So when my shooters spray this Mac live, shatter round round like who gives a fuck of Black Lives Matter. Wash the blood off his hands, then get baptized after. I'm the New Testament, the last 5 chapters. And God said he would come back by a rapture. The Lord even lets me lie by the pastures. So I never told the truth to the plain clothes. There's a flashback of bullet holes in my Durango. Better have a raincoat if we ever see them bastards. Mix the pink sleeping pills with the powder in the sifter. Stepping on the dope like an Alpha Phi Alpha. My bitch screaming ski wheat, all about the cream and wheat. Tailor made nigga, everything ain't what it seemed to be. Triple beam dreams, niggas Martin Luther King of Key. Me and Ye feel like J and Memphis Bleak to me. The only difference is it costs a little more to speak to me. Around here it costs $100 for a meet and greet. Varsity in 2 sports, my reputation preceded me. But the trunk packed 10, so I never played collegiately. Big 12 gauge to whack a nigga in the SEC. And that's the second, my mind's a Mac 11. I might not hit nothing, but y'all know that I was present. See me in the bear in the woods, they help the bear in. Huh, my life is Leonardo in the Revenant. Listening to lead, playing, I ain't talking Zeppelin. Boston George before we got the blow, I'm out here Johnny Deppin'. The only thing the police gon' find on me is a weapon. Blessings, never believe in luck. Read the signs at the lake, you told you don't feed the duck. So keep it up, huh. And you'll be back to selling cuties. In the hood you get shot or you go out like fella. May the church cooties say amen. Let this urge every man, from the curb to the pen, from a bird to a 10, to bullets burn through your skin, to a hearse from a Benz. Let the church say amen. Every curse, every sin, every smirk, every grin, every verse, every friend, follow every word in this hymn, to the earth's very end. Sci-Hi, huh. My partner robbed Peter cause he old Paul, 38 snub. The revolver got a nose job, I used to talk to the plug. Long distance, heard echoes cause they was listening. Damn, that was a close call, can doze off. The cousin asleep, be sure to get you. Beam on the pistol, when I draw, you know what stipple. Niggas switch sides, your partner's above the rim. You ever been in the middle of praying on some niggas? Hoping the Lord forgive you. If I don't go 10 times platinum, I'm the closest thing to diamond with rhyming Swarovski crystals. I'm not here for the shits and giggles. Tell my sisters that I'm almost home. I hit a triple, got called for traveling cause I was trying to make it double. Stayed at the brick house, but was funny, the shit was stucco. Hurt to see my class walk, and I ain't get to graduate. My parents washed their hands with me like before you grab a plate. I was on punishment, still coming in after 8. The belt don't hurt no more, she could tell when she looked at my face. I was a castaway, had to learn how to navigate through the alleyways that pull up on you the Callaway. I did some shit I can't elaborate. Tried to serve some niggas, I ain't know that was my last mistake. And Satan, I know I'm one of your favorite soldiers, but I can't help you no more cause me and Christ is getting old. Yeah.
You just heard Amen and Closer by Sci-Hi the Prince from his album No Dope on Sundays. really solid album. Glad to see him finally putting some good product out there. And it was really a great week overall for hip-hop. We got, you know, that Sire album by Jaden Smith. Obviously, the Sci-High album. We got Radio Silence by Talib Kweli, which was probably right there with the album we just talked about, probably mid to high seven. Oblivion by T-Pain, one of his better releases, especially in recent memory. We also got that Rex Life Raj album, Father Figure 2. I mean, all five of those albums, I would say, are above average. So we got quantity and we got quality. Of course, we got Catch These Vibes by PNB Rock, which is probably one of my least favorite albums of the year. But if you take that out, it was a really good week for hip-hop. Those releases that came out 2 weeks ago may be the best. But now we're going to move on. We get to our What's On My Mind segment. We got to talk about Joyner Lucas's new song. Dropped a music video titled I'm Not Racist, and it's getting serious attention. As you can probably tell from the title, very politically and socially charged, very specific themes going on here. And the video itself is simple but powerful. It's basically two men sitting across from each other at a table for the whole video. There's no cuts, there's no other scenes, it's just these two men in a room just discussing their perspectives on racial tensions in America. And so you have one man, he's a white man wearing a Make America Great Again hat. He's kind of this stereotype for, you know, a white guy to the far extreme who believes that there's, you know, no white privilege, that, you know, African-American people, it's a cultural problem, all that. So there's two verses, one from him and one from the opposing views of the black man sitting across from him. And they're basically just trading their perspective and thoughts on what's going on in the U.S. So the white guy goes first, and he puts basically all the blame on the black man for African-American struggles, you know, in their modern-day position and the issues they face. He portrays them as lazy thugs, drug addicts, criminals who don't support their families and have no goals or desire. He also claims, you know, that they use slavery and racism as an outdated excuse for their behavior, and they just blame the white men for all of their problems and all this. So it's a very extreme point of view. It definitely does not represent like your average white person in America. And another point that this guy makes is that he doesn't understand the big deal over him using the N-word and why it's condescending to, you know, black people and black culture. And his verse is capped off by him saying, "There's two sides to every story. I wish I knew yours." And so then we get the rebuttal and the response from the black man at the table. And both verses are written and rapped by Joyner Lucas. So neither of the characters in the actual video, these aren't their verses. They're not rappers. They're just actors for the video. So I just wanted to point that out so anyone watching it doesn't get confused. So now we get the rebuttal to the response. And he explains to the white man why the N-word is so disrespectful to him and his people and his culture, due to its historical significance and what it used to mean. He also points out that slavery still has left traces that affect them to this very day. He points out how America is essentially stealing black culture to profit off of it and not really giving them credit for a lot of these things. He claims systematic racism and corrupt government employees, such as, you know, police profiling, are the reason that he's being held down. He admits that they could do better, but in the end, that they're at a huge disadvantage, and he essentially puts most of the blame on the white man not understanding his position. And he then finishes by saying, "There's two sides to every story, now you know mine." So pretty powerful, and this is just the groundwork for what goes on in the song, what takes place. I'm going to play it now, just so when I further discuss it and give my thoughts on it, you understand where I'm coming from, and have at least heard the song, and so you can see my point of view better. So I just wanted to lay the groundwork, preface my playing of the song, you know, with those things, some stuff you can look for and pay attention to as you hear it, especially if it's your first time hearing it. It'll take, you know, multiple listens to understand. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. This is I'm Not Racist by Joyner Lucas.
With all due respect, I don't have pity for you black niggas. That's the way I feel. Screaming Black Lives Matter, or the black guys rather be dead beats than pay your bills. Yelling nigga this and nigga that. Call everybody nigga and get a nigga mad. As soon as I say nigga, then everyone react and wanna swing at me and call me racist cause I ain't black. We'll pound that then. Talking about slavery like you was around back then. Like you was picking cotton off the fucking ground back then. Like you was on the plantation getting down back then. Alright, look. I see a black man aiming his gun, but I'd rather see a black man claiming his son. And I don't mean just for one day and you done, I mean you still trapped in a rut. And I work my ass off and pay my taxes for what? So you can keep living off free government assistance, food stamps for your children, but you still tryna sell them for some weed and some liquor, or a fucking babysitter while you party on the road cause you ain't got no fucking goals. You already late. You motherfuckers need to get your damn priorities straight. Wait. It's like you're proud to be fake, but you lazy as fuck. And you rather sell drugs than get a job and be straight. And then you turn around and complain about the poverty rate. Fuck out of my face. You can't escape problems. You can pray for some change, but can't break a dollar. Got nobody else to blame, so you blame Donald. They fuck the world with a Make America Great condom. My voice bent back. I'm not racist. My sister's boyfriend's black. I'm not racist. My sister-in-law's baby cousin Tracy got a brother and his girlfriend's black. My head's in the cloud. Heard it's not enough jobs for all the men in your house. Maybe we should build a wall to keep the Mexicans out. Or maybe we should send them all to the ghetto for now. I'm not racist. And I never lie, but I think there's a disconnect between your culture and mine. I worship the Einsteins, study the Steve Jobs, but you ride Tupac's dick like he was a fucking god. Oh my god. And all you care about is rapping and stunting and being ratchet. And that's the nigga within you. Music rot in your brain and slowly start to convince you. Then you let your kids listen and then the cycle continues. Blame it all on the menu, blame it on those drinks. Blame it on everybody except for your own race. Blame it on white privileges, blame it on white kids. And just blame it on white citizens, aim it the vice president. Watch your class clowns. Niggas kneeling on the field, that's a flag down. How dare you try to make demands for this money? You gon' show us some respect, you gon' stand for this country, nigga. I'm not racist. I'm just prepared for this type of war. I heard Eminem's rap at the awards. Who's he fighting for? Y'all can take that motherfucker too. He ain't white no more. It's like you wanna be so famous. You'll do anything for attention and a little payment. I can't take you nowhere without people pointing fingers. Pants hanging off your ass, you ain't got no home training. Put your fucking pants up, nigga. Put that suit back on, take that durag off. Take that gold out your mouth, quit the pitiful stuff. And then maybe police will stop killing you fucks. Yo, what the fuck? I'm not racist. It's like we're living in the same building but split into two floors. I'm not racist, but there's two sides of every story. I wish that I knew yours. I wish that I knew yours. I'm not racist, I swear. With all disrespect, I don't really like you white motherfuckers. That's just where I'm at. Screaming all lives matter is a protest to my protest. What kind of shit is that? And that's one war you'll never win. The power in the word nigga is a different sin. We shouldn't say it, but we do, and that's just what it is. But that don't mean that you can say it just cause you got nigga friends. Nigga, that word was originated for you to keep us under. And when we use it, we know that's just how we greet each other. And when you use it, we know there's a double meaning under. And even if I wasn't picking cotton physically, that don't mean I'm not infected by the history. My grandmama was a slave, that shit gets to me. And you ain't got no motherfucking sympathy, you pussy nigga. I'm sorry, you can never fail my life. Tryna have faith, but I never felt alright. It's hard to elevate when this country's ran by whites, judging me by my skin color and my blackness. Tryna find a job, but ain't nobody call me back yet. Now I gotta sell drugs and put food in my cabinet. You crackers ain't slick, this is all a part of your tactics. Don't talk about no motherfucking taxes. When I ain't making no dough, you think you know everything, but you don't. You wanna copy our slang and everything that we know. Try to steal black culture and make it your own. Whoa, fuck, I'm exhausted. I can't even drive without the cops trying to start shit. I'm tired of this systematic racism bullshit. All you do is false shit, this the shit that I'm false with. And you don't know shit about my people, that's what bothers you. You don't know about no fried chicken or no barbecue. You don't know about the two-step or no loose change. You don't know about no two chains or no Kool-Aid, you don't know. And even though Barack was half as black, you hated President Obama, I know that's a fact. You can't wait to get him out and put a cracker back. And then you gave us Donald Trump and I was payback for that. I'm not racist. I never lied, but I noticed a disconnect between your culture and mine. Yeah, I praised Tupac like he was a fucking god. He was fighting for his life right before he fucking died. Nigga, die, nigga. And all you care about is money and power and being ugly, and that's the cracker within you. Hatred all in your brain and slowly start to convince you. Then you teach it to your children until the cycle continue. Blame it on Puerto Rico, blame it on OJ, blame it on everybody except for your own race. Blame it on black niggas and blame it on black citizens. Aim at the black businesses. I ain't saying I'm innocent, but I might be any day now, treating everybody how you want in any way how. I swear North Korea about to bomb us any day now, and now I'm ducking every time I hear a fucking plane now. Shit. You know I make a lot of sense, but you just can't admit it. When Eminem went against Trump, that was the illest. Cause even though he's white, he let us know he's standing with us. I'm not racist, but I cry a lot. You don't know what it's like to be in a frying pot. You don't know what it's like to mind your business and get stopped by the cops, and I know if you about to die or not. You worry about your life, so you take mine. I love you, but I fucking hate you at the same time. I wish we could trade shoes and we could change lives so we can understand each other more, but that'd take time. I'm not racist. It's like we living in the same building but splitting to both sides. I'm not racist. But there's two sides to every story, and now you know mine.
Yeah, so definitely a bold track from Joyner Lucas. I think it's going to demand a lot of people's attention, just because these issues have become so prevalent in our society and a lot of conversations like this have been taking place. I think Joyner's overall goal here was just to show that both sides may have some valid points and think their perspectives are correct and unflawed, but in reality, they both have some flaws and shortcomings. I would say the white man was definitely portrayed as more of a villain and less understanding for sure on here. And it's far from, you know, the perspective most white people would have on the situation. But I think Joyner knows that. And I think his goal is just to show the extremes and show that in the end, they don't understand each other. And that's really the bottom line. They have these stubborn views on both sides of the coin that they stick by unflinchingly. And they seem almost unwilling to even hear out the other side. And probably the most powerful part of the track is that at the very end, both men come together and they hug it out. So it doesn't separate them, because if it ended the way it ended, where they're just kind of yelling at each other back and forth, you know, it would seem like it was splitting people apart. But since they come together and hug it out in the end, you know, it shows that unity aspect of it. So overall, a powerful song from Joyner Lucas that I think will spark some thoughtful conversations on the topic. Joyner has actually made some of the most courageous songs of 2017, and this is certainly up there. His album 508, 507, 2209 had some other, you know, ambitious tracks taking on, you know, weighty subjects, and this was just another one of those ambitious one-track projects. People could take this track the wrong way and think that these somewhat polar opposites, he's actually trying to say these are the two groups of people we have in the U.S., which is not true. So just read through it, understand the broader point here, and don't get too caught up on, you know, one single line because you think that he's calling you out or one of your ideals out. Just look at the, you know, broad perspective here and the overall point, which is a positive one. Bring people together, understand both sides, fix the problems, move forward. That's the end goal here. So good job from Joyner, just trying to speak on these issues. I know a lot of artists have made tracks or even full albums or projects or done stuff to promote these conversations. So he's certainly not by himself the only one sticking his neck out there doing this type of stuff. But just still good to see him take this kind of creative, clever concept and use it as a new way to move things forward. Enough on that, though. I'm not a big fan of talking politics. It was just sweeping the internet, big moment in hip-hop, so had to discuss, but really don't love talking politics and choosing sides and all that. So we'll move on, talk about some new drops, just some new music to look forward to, get our minds off the weightiness of what we just listened to. A couple that have already come out. Last Friday, November 24th, I believe it was, we got No Shame by Hobson, and Friday on Elm Street by Fabulous and Jadakiss. I'll likely be talking about those next week on the pod. And then just yesterday, December 1st, We got Dedication by Chief Keef. He's dropped a bunch of music this year. And we also got War and Leisure by Miguel, more of an R&B release there. Looking forward, next Friday looks like we're getting a T Grizzly and Lil Durk collab mixtape. We also are getting a Juicy J album, Rubber Band Business, the album. And Static Selecta is dropping a project. He's a producer, a DJ, so that could be somewhat of a compilation effort with a bunch of different artists on there. That'll be cool to check out. So those are just a few things that have dropped recently or are coming out in the coming weeks for you guys to check out if you're looking for new hip-hop music. And that's pretty much all we got for the show today. So we'll wrap it up. This is your host, Kyle French, signing off from the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. You know what it is. We're keeping you up to date on music in 2017. So go listen to some dope albums, maybe a little Jaden Smith, Sci High the Prince. And I will catch you guys next week on another episode of the Hip Hop Enthusiast. Peace.